Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts, and I am joined today by your fantasy football champion, Tina. How are you doing today, Tina?
I'm doing good.
Tina is a fantasy football champion. We found out last Sunday, you were able to pull it all out. You were in a championship game with Jessica, and you pulled it out, got the dub. You got the champion, whatever that little screen is. How does it feel to be a champ today, Tina?
No, a whole lot has changed.
Wow.
You know, you would think that being a champion of something, you know, just things would change, but life has gone on as normal.
Yeah.
Being a football fantasy champion.
Well, you know, I think that's the thing about being a champion is you staying humble. You know what I mean? Like, you just keep going, keep on doing what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, not a whole lot has changed.
Wow. So you didn't sleep a little better? You didn't walk with a little bit more pep in your step?
Hadn't thought about it since, except when I text Jessica to say, hey, GG's, I beat you.
So what did Jessica say? So you text her. Now, did you talk smack? No, like, I did. Like, yeah, in your face, sis.
None of the league said anything. Like, I don't even know if anybody else was still playing.
Oh, that's because they're bitter and sour.
I snapped a shot of the little picture they sent me saying I was the winner. How, you know, number one or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, GG's. And she said, hey, GG's, and sent me a winky face.
Or nice. Face, so. Yeah.
She was a good sport about it.
Yeah, but did you want to talk some smack?
I didn't. Honestly, I was surprised that I won. I don't know if I'll do it again. I did it because the other ladies of the church did it. So, and without your help, I would never. You, when I sent you the text and say, hey, I won, you say, we did it.
We did.
And I was like, yeah, we did it. We did it. That reminded me of the cartoon song. Was it Dora?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah, so we did do it. You helped me succeed in this.
Well.
Because I don't know if I would have done it on my own.
No, you definitely would have done it on your own. Matter of fact, I did very little. It was all you. That's what we're going to just say, oh, okay? Yeah, that's what we're going to say. It was all you, Tina. I did very little.
Okay, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, guys, hey, we're so glad that you're here to our 7 faithful listeners. Welcome back. Man, we're so glad that you hung out with us today. To maybe any new listeners that we have, if you've wandered this way, we're so glad that you're here. Christy, why don't we jump into our first segment of the day? It's really a segment we do every week called What's New? Mm-hmm. And so if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that is what we do. So do you have anything new that you want to talk about?
Well, I was wondering what you're going to talk about. I have 2 things to talk about.
Okay.
So we got the Jeep back last week.
Yeah, we did.
You know, we thought, woohoo, you know, we got the Jeep back.
Jeep's back, baby.
You get up Monday morning.
Yep.
I'm thinking, I have the car.
2 vehicles.
You back. Have the Jeep. You know, Lily's got her vehicle. The heat doesn't work. We've got to get that figured out this week with it being, it's getting to be so cold here. And so you and Emma go out the front door. I'm thinking, you're taking the Jeep, because we drove the Jeep to church Sunday. It seemed to be fine. And then you come back in. And I thought, why is he coming back in? He doesn't normally do that. And I thought for sure you were going to say the Jeep didn't crank.
Yeah.
I just knew that.
Nope,
the Jeep cranked fine, but you had a flat tire. And we didn't have time to change flat tire. So you had to leave the Jeep here again in the front yard.
Yeah.
And still take the car. Still Christy without a car. because that's the way, you know, you had to go to work and get Emma to school on time. So, needless to say, we need a new tire.
Well, we haven't got the replacement tire, but we did get a new tire put on it. I had to do some of that Tuesday, and then I ended up just working at the house on Tuesday, trying to navigate through that whole situation. But the once we got the tire on, I was able to drive the Jeep. I was good to put it around.
You know, that's gone on. And then we had a day off just because of the weather. You know, in our state, in our county, it's not uncommon for rain to come down the sky, out of the sky, and they just call school all to get.
Yeah, that's a common thing.
So some bad weather was supposed to come through. Luckily, you know, we didn't get hardly any rain or anything on Wednesday. Was it Wednesday or Tuesday?
They canceled school. No, they canceled school on Tuesday, and then they closed school early on Friday because it was windy.
It was windy. We were supposed to get a little bit of bad weather again.
Which I'm actually Friday. I'm really glad that they did cancel school because it was super sunny and shiny all day until about 8 or 9 o'clock at night, and then the rain came down.
Yep.
And so it's a good thing they canceled school in the daytime when it was nice and sunny, so that the kids could get home before the rain that happened at 9 o'clock that night. That was probably a good thing.
But I'm not complaining. I'm a parent that does not mind days off from school.
You know, I was thinking about this.
I don't mind it.
I am for the canceling of school. I think it's funny to me that we cancel school for what we cancel it for. Because, like, there's very often we'll cancel school and then there'll be nothing going on.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember growing up? Nowadays you don't have to sit by the news at 6 o'clock in the morning. But how excited you would be if you got up, watched the news.
Wait for the ticker.
And then you see the scrolling of the screen and your school would be out and you would be really excited. I still get that way and I don't go to school anymore. I'm that way with Emma too. I'm like, yeah, Emma, we don't have school today.
I was thinking the same thing. I think it was Friday. I was thinking the same thing. Like, I don't mind them canceling school. I think, and it really doesn't affect my world. Mm-hmm. One way or the other, because we have flexible schedules, so we can make adjustments as needed. But there's a ton of parents that do not
like it.
How do they navigate through that?
I don't know. And whoever's over the school system right now,
man, they love to cancel school.
The superintendent, so whoever you call them, the school board.
Yeah,
you know, we have wear the makeup days, you know. But they've gotten so smart because we have computers now.
Now we do e-learning days.
We learn from home. Now, I get it. Now, Emma does. Thank the Lord I have a child that will do her work.
I would never.
Like, she worked almost all day in her room doing what she needed to do. But now we don't even, as of now, don't have to make it up. We just do work from home on their computer, and it's a day at home learning. So,
hey, I wanted to mention the weather. You brought that up. It was really cold this morning when we woke up. It was cold for us. Mm-hmm. It actually was like on the way to church. Now, this is at like 6 o'clock in the morning. But our car was reading 29 degrees, mm-hmm. which is, for here, really cold. I mean, it never gets that way. But I just pulled up a weather map of current weather temperatures around the United States. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to just kind of mention a couple of things. So currently right now in our area, it's around 60 degrees. I don't know the exact temperature, but it's around 60 degrees. Okay. However, that's nothing like in Boston right now, mm-hmm. 20 degrees. So it's colder at 4:13 p.m. than it was here at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty chilly.
But if you start going west a little bit, like up into the northern areas, like the Dakotas, negative 15 degrees right now.
I don't think I'd go outside if it was that cold. I think I'd just be shut in for the day.
Man, I can't even imagine negative 50. Like, that is so foreign to me. Mm-hmm. Negative 15 degrees.
You know, you always have that question, are you a cold weather kind of person or a hot weather kind of person? Because there's people that are either or, you know?
Yeah.
I think I'm a hot weather kind of person. I'm not very happy when I'm cold. Like outside. Now, I like to be cool at night when I go to sleep, or inside the house, I like the air to be on. But when it's really cold outside, like today to church, I wore a hoodie, I took a blanket in the car, and I had gloves on my hands just so I'd be in a good mood.
I prefer it to be cold.
Yeah.
If I have to choose, I'd prefer it to be cold. I just like it better. You would actually love to be in like Miami right now, where it's currently showing around 75 degrees. Actually, I think I prefer, like it is outside right now, around the 60s. Not too cold.
It's not too bad.
You could go outside in short sleeve shirt. Shorts, totally fine. Yeah. Not a big deal.
It's comfortable out there. Yeah. It's warmed up pretty nicely. But I still think I prefer some hot weather over cold any day. Like, I don't even know if I want to go out in snow if it snowed.
Negative 15 degrees. Can you just, I can't even, because I've never experienced that, that is hard for my mind to, compute.
You know, not next week, but in my 2 weeks out of my weather app, one night next, not next week, the week after that, I think, on a Tuesday, or Saturday, I can't remember. It's going to be 15 degrees at night.
Yikes.
And so that's still, it's a lot colder there.
Can you imagine what it'll be then? Mm-mm. We'll have to come back to this and look and see how cold it is in like Great Falls, because it's negative 15 right now.
And I would imagine it's freezing where Dusky's at.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dusky,
he's up there in the blue, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dusky's in the 20s, so they're freezing.
He's used to it.
Yeah, he loves it.
No, he's
Dusky's outside right now, shirtless, making snow angels because he loves the cold.
I don't know if he loves it, but I'm sure that it's common for him and he's used to it. But when we get bone chilling cold, it's like woohoo. Yeah. Heat up. You know.
All right. I didn't mean to hijack your what's new. You just brought it up and it made me think. I wonder what all's going on. So,
I have something else.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, I have a question.
Oh, is this a grievance?
No. Okay. No.
Just a question.
But I did mention it to you. I was Thursday morning. Wasn't it Thursday morning? You were home Friday. Thursday morning, you're taking Emma to school.
Yeah.
Lily hadn't gotten up yet. And I was sitting on the couch. You know, I don't know if I was doing my devotions. I don't know. I was nice and quiet in the house. just kind of doing my morning routine.
Yeah.
And I heard a friendly knock on the door. Like, you know when you go to a friend's house and you're very nice and friendly, you... or whatever, something like that.
Do it again. Do the sound again.
I'm not going to do it again. I can't knock on the table. But it was a friendly knock like you would get if you knew somebody. Now, my introverted self heard that knock, and I froze. Because this wasn't even...
Did you say the time already?
No. This was before 8:30.
Okay.
Probably 8:15, 8:20. Cold outside. And a friendly knock on the door. No doorbell or anything. So I froze like he could see me. And I did not move the entire time this guy was at my door.
All right. What did you think would happen if he heard you in here? You think he'd just keep on knocking?
I thought that he would know I'd be in the house and expect me to answer the door.
Yeah.
And I don't answer the door to people I don't know anyway. And so...
Did you think he would like peek his head in and be like, hey, I know you're in there.
No, but I did have the sliding glass curtains halfway open for boots to look out. And so then I got to sneak over there and pull the curtains too so he doesn't look through the window and see that I'm sitting on the couch. So I snuck in Lily's room to look out. Her room is parallel to the road. You know, I can see out the at the road. And I noticed it was the bug man. And I guess because they do the termite, you know, they fix, I don't know if they have to check whatever's in the ground or put new stuff in the ground. I guess they have to let us know that they're there to do that. But I still didn't let them know I was in the house. But I was asking, what time do most people expect, like, workers to come and knock on the door? What is a...
What's the acceptable time?
The appropriate time that somebody should come. Because I think 8:15 or 8:20 in the morning, too early.
All right. So I Googled this while you were talking about it. Southern Living, obviously, I don't know a whole lot about this other than the fact that I live in the South. Mm-hmm. But there's a website called southernliving.com actually did an article on this. And they say, unless there's an emergency, don't knock or ring the doorbell until 9 a.m. However, close friends and family may be fine with you coming over earlier, but assumptions should never be made here. Communication is the key.
Well, he didn't get any.
I guess it's a quandary because, like,
I didn't answer it.
I guess for me, the issue is, I'm sure, like, I would imagine we were the first stop. Or one of the first stops. So let's just say, and I don't know what time the bug man gets to work, but let's just say he gets to work at 8. Okay? Or he clocks in at 8. Even if he drives his vehicle home, he's got to get here. So I don't know exactly if they have to go to the shop or they just kind of clock in when they go get on the job. But if we're the first stop of the day, then 8:15. Does that mean that he's just got to ride around for an hour?
I don't care what he does.
Oh, you just don't want him to be
in. I don't want anybody coming to knock on my door with a friendly knock. What if I would answer the door and say I was the bug man? I thought, oh, somebody might be bringing me coffee or something. It was that kind of a friendly knock.
Yeah.
But again, I wasn't expecting anybody to come over, so I didn't answer it at all. But
so you then just hid from him.
I did. And then you called me, and then Crystal called me. And I didn't even answer the phone to hear me talking. I didn't want him to hear me talking in the house. So I just sat there till he left. And I heard him put the thing on the doorknob, the doorknob.
Okay.
And he left. So that's something else that's new. I was just wondering if anybody else is up and at it. I know that everybody's up. Most people are up and at it. But I just don't like answering the door that early in the morning.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you a fun fact about a funny story about that phrase you just said, up and at it. For whatever reason, I used to think that was Up and Adam, like the name.
What is it?
Up and At It.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It's not Up and Adam. Yes.
Because it could be either one to me.
It's not Up and Adam. It's Up and At.
Adam.
At-um, A-T-E-M, not A-D-A-M.
Oh, you thought it was like Adam, like the name?
Yeah, like the name. Up and Adam or Up and At It.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. Get going as an up and at 'em.
Because I could hear up and at 'em. Like, I'm.
Yeah, but I used to think it was like Adam. Like, I don't know why. But I learned that was not the correct phrase.
That's funny.
Anything else new?
Not that I can think
that of. That you want to talk about?
Those are the things I thought I'd mention today.
I was going to mention the Jeep. I was going to give everyone a list. Oh. I do have one more thing. Did you already mention the cake that we got? Did you mention that already?
We got a cake?
Yeah, you told me that we had cake. Somebody gave us like half a cake. Another cake.
I didn't mention that.
We got a cake. Yeah, this time it was our parents, or my parents. Mm-hmm. They gave us half of a cake. And then right before we sat down for the podcast, I heard that you gave away half of the half of a cake before we ever got the cake home.
I didn't think.
Would you like to explain that, Tina?
So I was very excited that Gary thought of me.
Red velvet cake, nonetheless.
And it was a nothing bunk cake, y'all. That they bought a big bunk cake, I guess for a small group outing maybe. And they had a lot of it left. So they kept a piece or two. And he looked at your mom and said, we're going to give this to Christy. Because yeah. I guess they know I love cake so much.
And you gave half of the half away.
But we haven't had sweets for, you know, a little while. And so I thought, I hate for that. It was, when I cut it to give some to Stephanie and Tony, it was very
sad. Wow, it's very soft. Sad. I, you know what?
But she, now listen, she would share her cake with me.
No,
and she wouldn't. And so I decided that I'd share the cake that they gave me
she
with her.
She has never shared a cake with us,
yes,
ever.
She yes, she does.
Stephanie has never shared a cake with us.
If anything, when I'm not at a birthday party or something, she'll make sure I get a piece
okay.
of cake. Her
she
and
will
Lauren,
give
one
a
of them.
Piece of cake.
I gave them three pieces of, it was ended up to be three pieces of cake. And it's okay. We don't need it all.
Yes, we do. And if it was a chocolate cake, you would have never given that away.
I shared it. It's okay to be. I'm just being nice.
Red Velvet is the greatest cake of all time.
And you can have a piece later.
I'm going to have one as soon as this podcast is over. Tell you that right now.
So I just thought it was nice to share.
Well, all right. Speaking of cakes, we talk a lot about cake. Like, probably more, we probably have talked more about cake on this podcast than anything else, I would imagine. So I thought that it would be fun to play a game.
Okay.
So I got ChatGPT to give us 10 common cake flavors, and you're going to rank them blindly from 1 to 10. So you don't know what the next flavor is. You just have to say, okay, I think that's a 1 or I think that's a 4. And because you don't know what the next flavors are.
Okay.
All right. You ready? All right. Number 1, vanilla. A vanilla cake.
It's got to be 1 or 2.
1 or 2 on a vanilla cake?
Mm-hmm.
No, bro. Vanilla cake's like a 4, 5.
Well, am I, it's on a list or am I just telling you?
Yeah. I mean, you're keeping a list. Once you lock it in, you can't put anything else at 2.
Oh, so it's not a list where there's a number 1 through 10 that the list is.
Yeah, I have a list, but you have to put it on your ranking. Your ranking.
So it's not already ranked?
No. I'm giving you a list and you're ranking it.
Oh. Okay, we got to start over then.
Okay, vanilla cake.
I'd say I like vanilla. What would my number 1 be? I'm going to have to give it a 2.
Vanilla cake is 2?
That's a yellow cake with icing. We love yellow cake.
I love a yellow cake, but
that's vanilla.
I can't make a vanilla cake 2.
Well, continue. What kind of flavors do we like?
All right, now 2's locked in. You're going to regret that choice later on.
I doubt it.
Chocolate.
5.
5?
I don't like a chocolate cake. I like a vanilla cake, a yellow cake with chocolate icing, but right. I don't like a chocolate cake.
When I talk about cake, I'm talking about probably the outside. You're talking about the inside.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Well, yes. I mean.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay. So.
Okay.
Now what you're saying makes sense.
Okay.
I'm thinking outside of
Why
the cake.
Why are you thinking icing?
You're thinking inside of the cake.
I'm thinking of cake.
You're thinking the actual, I guess I don't know. Like you're probably right. You're thinking about this right. I'm thinking about it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So your choices are, you're making better choices. However, I don't know, chocolate? A chocolate on chocolate cake is delicious.
I don't think so. It's too much chocolate.
Man, that's rough. Okay. Strawberry.
I do love a strawberry. It's going to be number 1.
That's a good choice.
Yeah.
It's not a 1, but it should
I
be a 2.
A good strawberry cake.
You do make a really good strawberry
good.
Cake. Okay.
One.
All right. Lemon.
Ooh.
I love a lemon too.
So I've
it's
got
top
1
4.
And 2. So lemon would be 3. And I've got 5 is chocolate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Red velvet.
That'd be 6. Wow. Below chocolate.
That's rough. That's tough to hear. Red velvet cake is so, if it's made right, it's the best cake.
Not really.
So delicious.
Like I've got a 4, but it's probably not going to be on there.
All right. Carrot cake.
It would probably be below red velvet. I like carrot, but it's not like something I'd say, oh, make me a red.
So like it's like a 6?
Yeah. I'm forgetting my numbers. But
all right. Marble. Marble cake? Is that like a chocolate and a vanilla mixed together?
I'll make it 9 because I don't know what's left.
Yeah. Coffee?
That could be 8.
Funfetti.
Now, I'm going to say funfetti is similar to my number 4.
Yeah.
Which is rainbow chip. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
So, and now you can't really buy rainbow chip cake, but you can do the icing, but funfetti could be the inside of the cake. So we'll make that 4.
Okay.
Funfetti is probably like sprinkles now inside the cake.
We should have wrote these down. I think you have like 3 number 4s right now. Oh, yeah. All right, last one, coconut.
Oh, 10. If I could make it a 20, I'd make it a 20. I do like a pineapple cake, but I don't like coconut.
I like coconut cake. I like coconut cake.
So I'd say I like strawberry.
All right, one. Red velvet for me would be 1. Strawberry, 2. I think on this list, lemon would probably be 3. Then vanilla. Then chocolate. Then funfetti. Oh, man. I like carrot, though, too.
Where'd you put red velvet?
1? Number 1.
Yeah, that's what you like for your birthday.
I think carrot, maybe I'd do carrot 5. And then somewhere at the bottom would be coffee, funfetti. Coconut would be higher than funfetti and coffee and marble. So I guess 6, 7. Mm-hmm. So, and then those last 3 can kind of fight for themselves.
Yeah.
I'll eat them.
We'll never make it. It never makes it.
I'll eat them. Cook. I won't ignore it. If it's sitting on the table, I'll eat it. 100%.
I do make a good peach cobbler, too.
Ooh, you do
make a good peach cobbler. Talking about dessert, you know, just desserts in general.
You do make a good peach cobbler.
What else do we like? Oh, that Oreo stuff for Christmas was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, very good, Tina. Well, tomorrow, actually today, when this podcast is released, it'll actually be Martin Luther King Day. It's a national holiday, and I wanted to just tell everybody about something that I like. Is I know tomorrow is a national holiday. Banks are closed. Schools are closed. Our office is closed tomorrow. But there's actually a really fun website called the National Day Calendar. Their tagline is celebrate every day. You can find them on Instagram. I think you can find them. I think they have like some other. I follow them on Instagram. That's where I know it.
Is this where you used to do something every day?
So there's a holiday basically every day. There is something to celebrate every single day. And so they post it. And it's always a lot of fun stuff.
You used to post it every day, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So right? like for example, today is Sunday Supper Day. All right. It's National Sunday Supper Day, Ratification Day, National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Today.
Today is. And then National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day.
Sub Day,
okay. So that's all today. Like for tomorrow, though, tomorrow's, of course, Martin Luther King Day, but it's also National Bagel Day, National Booch Day. I don't know what that is. Do you know what booch is? Is that like an alcohol? I have no idea.
I don't even know if you're pronouncing that right.
Booch? Botch?
Bock?
Booch? Anyway, National Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Okay.
And the National Hat Day, Tina.
Oh.
So that's tomorrow.
Wear hats and go get some ice cream.
We could. We could do that. A couple other fun days. Let me just clip back here. A couple other fun days to look forward to, or a couple things to know about January coming up. It's National Pizza Week begins the second Sunday in January. So that's today. And so all this week is National Pizza Week. So maybe there's some local.
We already got some in the fridge.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's some, I don't know if pizza chains will recognize it, but they may have some deals on pizza, perhaps. for National Pizza Week. Mm-hmm. Another day coming up is the last Friday in January is National Fun at Work Day. National Fun at Work Day.
You have fun every day.
I do have fun, generally. January 24th, National Peanut Butter Day.
That's a good day to remember.
That's a good one. Fourth Wednesday in January is Library Shelfie Day. I don't know what that is. Shelfie Day. What is that? Let's click on it. The fourth Wednesday offers a unique opportunity for book lovers on Shelfie Day. Some collectors of books tend to arrange their collections so their spines can be admired pleasantly, and others have systems of organization, blah, 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 and they are meant to be photographed. So basically photograph your collection of books on that day. That seemed very nerdy.
Okay.
National Play Outside Day is the first Saturday of every month. And then here's a good one, Tina, that you and I need to celebrate. January 22nd, National Polka Dot Day.
We do.
National Polka Dot Day. We need to take a selfie in polka dots and post it.
You should buy me something polka dot.
Oh, yes.
And I buy you, and whatever it is.
We got to wear it.
You got to wear it on National Polka Dot Day.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it. I think we should do that, Tina.
Okay.
January 22nd.
And then we can post it on the podcast. When is that? What's the
date? January 22nd. Well, today's the 14th. So we've got about, what, 12 days?
We got to remind everybody. And then they can take pictures in their polka dots.
Yeah.
On Polka Dot Day and post it.
There is something sad. I wish that I had mentioned this last week because we missed a very important day that just passed us. And it's National Houseplant Appreciation Day. So that was January the 10th. So if you missed your houseplant appreciation day, it's not too late. You can still appreciate them.
We don't have any.
Yeah. I'm just saying for people that do.
And the one thing I did have, I took down.
The tree.
I took the tree
down.
But
it's not real.
No.
You only took one tree down. You took the tree out of the living room. You still have Christmas decorations in the kitchen, and it's you still have Christmas decorations in the bedroom.
That's not really Christmassy.
They're Christmas lights with garland.
It doesn't look like garland. It could be greenery that you have up in your house that just decor.
Man.
And I like to have lights on in the kitchen at night. And so I thought about just leaving them up for a little bit.
Okay. All right. Do you feel like there's too many holidays, Tina? Do you feel like we have too many holidays celebrating?
I like holidays.
Yeah.
I don't mind holidays. And if we get school out too on those holidays, that makes it all the better.
I did see an article I just mentioned really quick. What do you think is the most money spent? What holiday do you think has the most money spent on it?
Christmas.
Okay, great. I agree. Surprisingly, on this list, the report, what would you think the second one is?
Valentine's Day.
I would think Valentine's Day would be up there, too. it is high, but Easter. Easter is number two.
Really?
I guess, like, for clothes and stuff. I don't know. I would think Valentine's Day, too, mm-hmm. would be the next one.
Just thinking about us, what we would spend more money on.
Yeah. Also, In industry, they also recognize the Super Bowl as a holiday, not because it is a holiday, but because of the amount of money it brings in. So they recognize it as like a holiday event because of the amount of money. So, interesting. All right.
I got a question.
Okay.
So, you're going to laugh at me when I ask this. We're doing Football Sunday.
Yep, at the church. At our church.
And we do Super Bowl Sunday?
It's the same thing.
Oh. Well, it's time for the Super Bowl?
Yep. It's the same thing. Football Sunday is always the same Sunday as the Super Bowl. We just do it in the morning for church.
So it's time for the Super Bowl already?
Yeah, the playoffs have started.
Okay. I don't feel like Super... Have I been doing football?
You've been playing the fantasy football. Yeah, so when your fantasy football season ended, that was the end of the regular season. So now we're in the playoffs.
Okay, so it's about time for the Super Bowl.
Yes, you didn't realize that.
Do we know who's in the Super Bowl?
Not yet. We're still working that out in the playoffs.
I don't guess I realize.
A lot of people think it's going to be the Cowboys and the Chiefs is who they think will be the two.
Wouldn't that just be something if Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
I'd love to see. I'd love for both of those teams to make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, I don't guess I realized the Super Bowl was coming up. I just knew that we announced Football Sunday. And, you know, last year I remember asking you if our football, if that was the same. Evidently, I have not understood that. And
yeah, you're not super familiar with how Football Sunday works.
I just now realized I was doing fantasy football, and that's the ending of... When you told me that, I needed to see the dumbfounded look on me. That, oh, well, maybe it is Super Bowl Sunday to be Football Sunday. So anyway, you could tell I know a whole lot about it. Come here, Bootsy.
All right. So we've been very random. I've got several random things for us today. I just wanted to mention a couple shows that we've watched, and then I've got one more piece of information about an ongoing subject that we've kept up with, and then we'll let you do your wow, okay? So first, I just want to mention a couple of TV shows that we've been into lately. The first one is a show on Amazon Prime Video called Reacher. Pretty good show. Some language, and... There is one episode in the first season that has, actually there's two episodes now that I think about it, that has a brief stint of nudity, which I didn't watch.
Right.
But nonetheless, overall, it's a great show. It's entertaining. The guy that plays Reacher is really funny. And I read an article today. I don't know if it's because I've been watching it and my phone listens to me. I read an article today where he was defending being a Christian and playing that part in that show.
Oh, really?
I didn't read the article because I had something else going on, but I thought I'd like to go back and read it.
He's a good actor. I've never seen him before.
I've never seen him before either.
But you said he was in Hunger Games.
Yes, but I don't remember him.
Is he in like this recent Hunger Games?
No, the old ones.
You know, there's new Hunger Games.
No, this is the old ones, the original ones, 2013 ones.
Like, I don't understand people, they can't think of new movies, so they just recreate old movies. Yeah. You know, so it's like the old Hunger Games or the new Hunger Games. I don't know.
We also watched a show on Peacock. Mm-hmm. Peacock called Traitors. It's a game show, and it's
reality TV.
It's reality TV. If you're familiar with the show or the game, and we've played this a lot,
Murder in the Dark.
It's like a real life version of that. Obviously, there's nobody really dying, anything like that. But it's a game, and there are people that are essentially murdering people. They're really just, it's like you're tagging them. You're saying, hey, I'm killing this person. And then everybody else in the group is trying to figure out who is the murderers.
Yeah, you've got the faithfuls, and then you've got the traitors. And the traitors are secretly traitors, and they're trying to all bank money to win it in the end. The faithfuls are supposed to try to figure out who the traitors are.
Basically, the faithfuls are trying to identify the traitors so that they can keep the money. The traitors are trying to get rid of all the faithfuls so that they can keep the money.
But the only ones that know who the traitors are the traitors themselves.
Right.
It's a
good little show if you like game shows.
If you like mysteries like that.
Yeah. And if you like other reality TV shows, Big Brother, Survivor,
there's cast members.
Watch like Love Island, but there's people from all of these different reality shows.
We're familiar with most of the cast on it, and so.
Like we Max, the Dancing with the Stars guy that you know, he was on it. So
yeah, and we watched the first season, and it was good. and then
now we're on the second season.
Yeah.
So that's on Peacock. Last thing I wanted to mention was we watched a new Kevin Hart movie last night. Mm-hmm. Kevin Hart tends to have a bad mouth, and so I can't watch a lot of his stuff.
It wasn't that bad, but was it?
It was PG-13. Uh-huh. I'm sure there was language in it, but it wasn't bad. It was a decent little movie.
Yeah.
So something to watch on Netflix called Lift.
Mm-hmm.
Lift on Netflix. So if you're out there looking for something to watch, that may be three good options. Mm-hmm. Three good options for you.
And I'm still watching Arrow. I'm on season 3.
Yeah, I walked in while you watched that. I'm sure that because you are invested in it, it all makes sense. But I'll see it and I'm like, man,
yeah,
this looks snoozy.
Well, I'm 3 seasons in.
Yeah, I know you love it.
And I always have to pause it when you come in the room so I can enjoy it, because when you don't like something, it's tough to watch something. Oh, I'm the same way. If you're watching something I don't want to watch, yeah, I just get up and go somewhere else. But
yeah,
I mean, that's what I'm doing right now.
All right. One more piece of information about an ongoing story that we've been following. I don't know that this is just kind of a tag on to it. Okay. So a couple months ago, we talked about how the Wienermobile had changed their name. Right. Mm-hmm. And there was outrage. Mm-hmm. Because it was,
they shouldn't have done it.
And then they changed it back to the Wienermobile. I don't even remember what they changed it to. Do you remember?
Frank?
Oh, yeah, the Frankmobile.
Yeah, Frankmobile.
Yeah, the Frankmobile. I forgot, yes. All right, so they changed it back to the Wienermobile. We thought that was it. Mm-hmm. But no, the Wienermobile just keeps on giving stories to the Lots About Something podcast. I saw an article this week. It just randomly popped up in my Google feed, and it was that Oscar Mayer is hiring drivers for the Wienermobile.
Okay.
What do you think about this, Tina? Would this be a job opportunity that you would be interested in? Now, let me give you some details about the job.
Well, everybody on the podcast is going to know my answer to this.
No, you're going to love it. Okay. It's a year-long full-time job. So I guess it's not a permanent position, but it is a year-long full-time job. You're driving the 27-foot-long hot dog on wheels.
I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Couldn't do it. 27 feet long?
Yep. So you would be traveling an average of 20,000 miles. You would be one of 6 Wienermobile drivers.
Couldn't do it.
You would visit more than 20 states. You would probably be passing out around 250,000 wiener whistles during this year that you're working for them. And you would also create content for their social media accounts. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go through. I wanted to tell you the
Back that back up.
What's that?
Are they dressed in colors of a hot dog?
Yeah. The black pants, red shirt. Look how happy they are.
Look, they look like they are excited to drive the Wienermobile.
I mean, think about it. You're just riding around in a big hot dog for a year. This sounds dope. I wonder if you can get rehired. The salary for this is not great. It's $35,600, which, I mean, that's a decent salary, but I mean, that's rough. However, it does have some upsides. So you get another $7,200 for the year in food. That's like a weekly stipend that they give you for food allowance. You get 18 days paid off, time paid off. You get a full health benefit package, and 100% of your hotel expenses are covered. I would imagine that you're on the road, I mean, pretty much the whole time. So your expenses are basically covered. And for a year, for the most part, I would imagine you're banking your salary.
Now, I wonder if you have to have, if it's just you.
Yeah, I'm sure it's.
Or like can you have
like a friend ride around with you?
Passenger to the Wienermobile.
Do you think the Wienermobile looks like I can't see a wide view. We're only looking at a side view of it. But do you think the Wienermobile looks like you can sit 2 people in it? Maybe like in a bus, like the style of a bus.
We'd have to Google what's the inside of the Wienermobile look like.
You know what? I think that's a great idea.
Because we Google everything on the Lots About what Something podcast.
What does the inside of the Wiener...
Be careful with your wording.
...mobile look like? Oh, somebody else asked it. It popped up as a question. Okay, look.
Look.
Okay, so... I'm showing. I'll have to.
This looks like the inside of a spaceship.
It really does. So inside, look.
It looks velvet.
It's mustard. It's like got a red carpet with a line, a zigzag line that looks like it's mustard. A hot dog. It basically looks like a custom bust. A bus. It looks like there's six seats in it. Well, no, you got your driver, your passenger, maybe six to eight seats in it.
A couch to lounge in. Look at that.
In the very back.
That's an Airbnb. Somebody's made him a wiener Airbnb.
Nice.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can. Looks like you can travel with friends. I wonder what the rules are about that.
You know, it kind of looks like on the Wiggles when, you know, the Wiggles. Remember we talked about it? I wonder how that Wiggles fella's doing.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a kiddie car, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting for someone that wants to do it.
Do you think Leslie would give me a year off, paid, to go and live my dream of driving the Wienermobile around?
I do not.
Okay.
He'd probably say, see ya. See ya, buddy.
I wonder how that conversation would go.
Yeah. Go ask him if you could just...
If he understood that it was my dream...
He might want to go with you.
He might. With me and him on the Wienermobile is riding around. You know what? We could spread love not only about the wieners, but we could also spread love about Bi-Tree. We could make it like a dual thing.
I don't think we should talk about that together.
The love of wieners?
Yeah. I don't think the two work good together.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Anyway.
So, there's a job opportunity out there.
If someone's looking for a job that loves to drive. Now, this is not for me. There's several things that...
So, you're not interested in this.
I don't like to drive.
Yeah.
I don't like to travel. I don't like to talk to people.
Yeah.
I don't really eat hot dogs much anymore. So, I think that me... what's the word? Going around promoting it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be that person for the job.
Okay.
So...
Well, it's an opportunity for somebody. Maybe one of our seven listeners would get this job. And then, we could interview them live on the Wienermobile.
You know, I would think Wienermobile, they'd give out hot dogs. But they're just giving out whistles.
Yeah.
How sad would that be to pull up to a Wienermobile to get a hot dog?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't think it's a food truck.
But like it should be. Like if I see a Wienermobile... I would think, I'm going to go get me a hot dog.
Yeah.
And then there's no hot dogs near the Wienermobile.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be any place for a hot dog on the Wienermobile, that's for sure.
I would be very disappointed if I got in line to get a hot dog and they gave me a whistle.
It is a good thing that they changed the name back to Wienermobile because I bet you're getting more applicants to drive the Wienermobile than you would to drive the Frankmobile.
Yeah, I agree. They never should have changed it.
Yeah.
But they learn from their mistakes. We all do.
We all do. Even.
You know, we all learn from our mistakes.
Yep.
And they changed it back.
Even the wiener mistakes can be corrected.
To the Wienermobile.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Tina. Give us a wow for today. Share something smart with us.
Where do I go? Talking about the Wienermobile.
We can only go up from here, Tina.
You know? Yes, you are right. We need to go on to the well. Yep. I'm ready to talk about the Lord.
I'm not stopping you. I'm not stopping you, Tina.
Just your wording.
I don't know what I said.
We don't need to go back to it either.
Okay.
In James 1, chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 12.
Yeah.
God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Afterward, they will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. You know, we've been going through a little bit this past week, and so I think that that verse just hit home. That we all go through testings and trials, and, you know, just everybody could be going through something. But just know that God's there. He's consistent. Regardless of what we're going through, he's still a good God. And, you know, and he'll bless those that patiently are waiting during that tough season that maybe we're going through. And so that verse has helped me get through this week. That sometimes, even when we're down, depressed, discouraged, just know that he's consistent. He doesn't change. He's still a good God through the situations that sometimes we may go through.
Yeah. Very good. Very good, Tina. Very encouraging today. So.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, guys, I think that's about it. Appreciate you guys joining us on the Lots About Something podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. We're so glad you're here. Hey, make sure you connect with us if you haven't already done so on our whatever platform that you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Maybe you're even watching us on Spotify. Hi. Hello. Good to see you. Also, you can connect with us on Lots About Something Instagram page and the Lots About Something TikTok page. Mm-hmm. So we've got all of those things up and going. And so we'd love for you to connect if you can. Okay. Hey, thank you again so much for being here. We look forward to chatting with you again really soon. But until then,
see ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.